نحب الله تعالى الله وعز الله وجل الله.
نحب الله تعالى الله وعز الله وجل الله.
تبارك ربنا الأعلى هو الوهاب والمولى، تبارك ربنا الأعلى هو الوهاب والمولى. تذللنا له أولى بنا يا صاحبي والله، سعيد من ينال رضاه.
Hello and welcome to you all, with you on another episode of Community Connect on 2MFM Radio is Nadia, your host for this arvo. I've got another fabulous episode lined up for you, great info, great advice and lots of benefit to share. Today I'll be speaking with a special guest from Medicine Wise. In fact, she is the line manager at NPS Medicine Wise and a pharmacist, and she'll be answering some pressing questions about antibiotic resistance and debunk some of the misconceptions that we have about it. I look forward to delivering a very information-packed episode of Community Connect. Make sure you stay tuned. I'll be back with you in just a moment. You are tuned in to Community Connect with Nadia on 92.1 FM Muslim Community Radio. It's great to be back with you on the show. Let's talk antibiotics. A lot of us, if not the majority of us, have taken antibiotics in our lifetime, maybe to treat an infection that we have. But the question is, do we take antibiotics responsibly? And if you think about this question, most of the time, we don't. Whether it's using antibiotics to treat something that it's not suited for or using someone else's prescribed antibiotics, there are so many factors that contribute to antibiotic resistance. And we'll be hearing from pharmacist and line manager at NPS Medicine Wise very shortly to talk all about antibiotics, the myths, misconceptions, and most importantly, the issue related to antibiotic resistance. Join me shortly for that. Antibiotics are one of the greatest medical interventions of all times. They are responsible for saving untold numbers of lives. But today, as with many interventions, there is a concern about using too much of them as opposed to too little. And there are also concerns that one day they won't really work anymore. In addition to that, many misconceptions and myths about antibiotics exist, which can often lead to misuse. And in today's episode of Community Connect, we're going to tackle a lot of these common myths to help ensure that we are getting the most out of treatment safely and correctly. And to help us become antibiotic wise, I'm joined now by Nerida Packham, pharmacist and medicines line manager at NPS Medicine Wise. Nerida, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Nadia. Great to talk to you.
Nerida, there was a time in history where antibiotics didn't exist, and the difference that it made to the world is absolutely astounding. How would you describe the world before the invention of antibiotics?
Before the invention of antibiotics, infections, simple infections like a small skin infection, could result in death. So we were very lucky that antibiotics were introduced. But now today, we do need to be very careful with antibiotics.
Absolutely. So I guess the introduction of antibiotics into medicine revolutionized the way infectious diseases were treated. So as you mentioned, a simple procedure back then would have been incredibly life-threatening without the use of antibiotics. Now, Nerida, what is the role of antibiotics? Is it to prevent the growth of bacteria?
Antibiotics are used to treat bacterial infections. So they don't work for viruses or cold and flu infections. They're really used to treat serious bacterial infections, especially in people with underlying health conditions like asthma or diabetes, or if you're older or have a weakened immune system, they can be helpful, but remembering they're for bacterial infections.
So would I suppose the type of antibiotic that is prescribed be somewhat dependent on the type of infection that you have? So not all antibiotics are the same, is that correct?
That is correct. Depending on the infection that you have, your doctor may take a sample to determine which antibiotic will be sensitive for the infection. But the thing to remember is that antibiotics only work on bacterial infections.
Okay, that's the key message here, that it only works on bacterial infections. Now, does it mean in that case that it's not okay or safe to consume the antibiotics that have been prescribed for another person? So even if you strongly feel that the symptoms are the same as that other person, you should not be consuming their antibiotics.
It's very important not to share antibiotics with other people. They may have had a different infection, and using antibiotics that are not prescribed for the right type of infection can lead to antibiotic resistance. And that happens when bacteria change, and then they try to protect themselves from the antibiotic, and then later on antibiotics may no longer work.
So those are, I guess, the potential risks of maybe sharing medication with other people or antibiotics that were prescribed to someone else. Look, what's very common nowadays is that when we get sick and experience symptoms of the common cold or flu, like sneezing and coughing, we usually think, I need to take some antibiotics. But reality is, as you mentioned, is that antibiotics don't work effectively against certain illnesses, only bacterial infections. And of course, the advice here would be not to take antibiotics. Why is there, I guess, a misunderstanding or misconceptions associated with viruses and bacterial infections? What can you tell us about the differences between the two? How do we tell between them?
It can be very hard to tell the difference between a bacterial or a viral infection, so it is important to seek advice from your doctor. But it's important to remember that if it is a cold or flu infection, that antibiotics won't help the cold or flu get better faster. It won't stop your symptoms from getting any worse. And it won't stop the cold or flu symptoms spreading to other people. But really, the best thing to do is to check in with your doctor if you're having any cold and flu symptoms, to determine the best way to treat any type of infection.
So I guess it's really important for people to understand and know that antibiotics fight infections caused by bacteria. So they won't work against infections caused by viruses. And that includes COVID-19, is that correct?
That is correct. COVID-19 is a viral infection, In some people, it may cause mild cold and flu symptoms, but in other people, it can cause more serious infections. So because COVID-19 is caused by a virus, antibiotics should not really be used to treat or prevent COVID-19. And the misuse of antibiotics during the COVID-19 pandemic could lead to a greater spread of antimicrobial resistance.
That's correct. That's correct. Are there, I suppose, any risks in taking antibiotics, precisely extreme usage of antibiotics? Does it have the potential to affect the normal bacteria that's living inside our body?
Antibiotics can cause side effects in some people, but after a single course of antibiotics, you might experience some diarrhea or nausea, vomiting, or some fungal infections sometimes. But if antibiotics are used or misused and not used at the right time, there may be side effects like ongoing diarrhea some effect on the intestinal bowel flora.
Mm-hmm.
So the most important thing is to only take antibiotics exactly as prescribed for as long as directed, making sure you complete the course, and never keep any unused antibiotics for another time.
Okay, fantastic. Now let's go back to antibiotic resistance, because quite a large number of people are quite oblivious to antibiotic resistance. It's a growing worldwide public health concern. What factors, again, contribute to antibiotic resistance? Is it simply irresponsible prescribing of antibiotics? Are there other factors that contribute to that as well?
Antibiotic resistance can occur when antibiotics are used when they're not needed.
Mm-hmm.
They may not work as well in the future if you do take antibiotics when they're not needed.
Right.
You can develop an antibiotic-resistant infection, and that infection can last longer and have more complications.
Okay. I mean, I remember there was a period of time where you could easily access antibiotics, but very recently, dynamics changed and you were no longer being prescribed antibiotics for the common cold or flu. And that's why there's still misconceptions associated with antibiotics at this current day and age. And that's why it's really important for us to provide up-to-date information, relevant information about antibiotic use and what is relevant and what is not relevant.
That's right, Nadia. It's really important to ask, if you do go to a doctor and with an infection, to ask whether an antibiotic really is necessary, remembering that if it's a simple cold or flu, it is caused by a virus and antibiotics won't work. And as I mentioned earlier, taking the right dose of your antibiotic at the right time, exactly as prescribed,
mm-hmm.
is the best way to reduce this problem.
It's a very delicate issue, isn't it? Like, you need to be as precise as you can, and that's why visiting your GP to receive clarification on what exactly is going on with your body. Because sometimes we might assume we have a type of infection because the symptoms are quite similar to the symptoms we experienced before, but it's not always the case. And that's why if we have some leftover antibiotics from the last time we were sick, we shouldn't take them.
That's exactly right. Seeing your GP, and that can be via a telehealth appointment, especially at the moment during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Mm.
Seeing your GP and talking about the symptoms that you're having and working out with your doctor whether it's likely to be a bacterial or a viral infection, and knowing how to manage a simple cold and flu viral infection, which can be rest, increasing your fluids, washing your hands frequently, and staying away from public places and other people if you are unwell, can help to prevent viral infections from spreading.
Now, Nerida, let's say you've been prescribed antibiotics and you start to feel a bit better, your symptoms subside. Does it mean that the infection is completely gone and we can stop taking antibiotics, even if there's still some left?
It's really important with antibiotics to complete the whole course, even if you do start to feel better. So the antibiotic will help your own natural immune system start to take hold and improve the infection, but clear the infection. But it's most important to take the whole course of the antibiotics. If you do stop the treatment course early, that can actually contribute to antibiotic resistance, because some bacteria may be remaining, mm-hmm. and they then change and can become resistant to that antibiotic. And then the next time you need an antibiotic for an infection, it may not work for you.
So not only is there a possibility of becoming sick again, but you might become resistant to the antibiotic that you've taken. So it's really important that you make sure that you take it as precisely as you can and ensure that you complete the whole course of the antibiotics. Look, another one of the misconceptions or matters that people talk about in terms of antibiotics is that there's this belief that somehow antibiotics interfere with a woman's absorption of the hormones in the birth control pill. What would you say in relation to this?
Regarding birth control pills, antibiotics mostly don't interact, but there are a couple of antibiotics that can interact. So if a woman is on a birth control tablet and is prescribed an antibiotic, check in with your doctor or pharmacist just to confirm the best way to manage while you're taking that antibiotic. And you can also ring the NPS medicine line to speak to a pharmacist about medicines and medicine interactions. And we can help to clear up any questions that you have. But in general, most common antibiotics don't interact with birth control pills. But a couple of antibiotics, including rifampicin and another one, rifabutin, can interact. So it is very important to ask questions.
Absolutely. And be very precise with, you know, what kind of, you know, medication you're taking with your antibiotics and what kind of birth control. It's really important to be very transparent and open with your GP and ask questions if there are any concerns that you have. Are there any other misconceptions that people have in relation to antibiotics?
I think we've covered a number of points, Nadia, today.
I think so.
The most important thing to remember is that antibiotics don't work for cold and flus. They won't help them get better faster. So really managing if you have a cold or flu infection, checking in with your doctor and following your doctor's advice.
Nerida, in wrapping up this crucial discussion with you today, I'd like to thank you tremendously for your time. Hopefully through the info and advice that you issue today, a lot of people are more aware and understand more effectively the widespread public misconceptions about antibiotic resistance. Thank you very much for your time. It was an absolute pleasure.
Thanks, Nadia. Great to talk to you. If anyone's looking for more information, you can visit the NPS Medicine Wise website and search for antibiotic resistance, and you'll find some details on all the facts about antibiotics and antibiotic resistance.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Nerida Packham, pharmacist and medicines line manager at NPS Medicine Wise.
فما عليك جناح في حب من تسعى له الأرواح بحر العلوم تلاطمت أمواجه والنور فوق مقامه والضاح من ذا يلومني من ذا وفي البكاء والنوق حول مقامه ترتاح عاهدتهم أني أصون ودادهم وكتمت سري والهوى فضاح
جل الذي سواك يا طه ما أحلاك يا طه ما أحلاك أنتم حبيب الروح روحي مشتاق المرأة روحي مشتاق المرأة جل الذي سواك يا
شاكي مهموم داعي المولى القيوم ليلي شاكي مهموم داعي المولى القيوم نادى عبد محروم نادى عبد محروم يا مولانا جد برضاك يا مولانا جد برضاك
يا الذي سواك يا طه ما احلاك يا طه ما احلاك انتم حبيب الروح روحي مشتاق المرآك روحي مشتاق المرآك
يا ليت يا ما تمنيتي نادي الحادي هذا البيت يا ليت يا ما تمنيتي نادي الحادي هذا البيت شديت رحالي ومشيت شديت رحالي ومشيت شديت رحالي ومشيت والليل منور بهداك والليل منور بشر يا هالمكروب وتهنى بباب المحبوب تبشر يا هالمكروب وتهنى بباب المحبوب.
Welcome back, dearest listeners. You are tuned in to Community Connect live on 92.1 FM Muslim Community Radio with your host Nadia this afternoon. Great info and advice issued by Nerida from NPS Medicine Wise. I really gained a lot of benefit from my discussion with her, including how to take antibiotics the right way and, of course, stop antibiotic resistance. A lot of people, I guess, are quite oblivious to this very pressing health concern. So it's very important to receive clarification and up-to-date information about our misuse of antibiotics and how it could potentially lead antibiotics no longer becoming effective on our bodies. So our misuse of antibiotics can lead to the bacteria becoming antibiotic resistant, and this is one of the world's most pressing health concerns, believe it or not. Just imagine that you or someone you love develops an infection. It could be an infected tooth, it could be a wound, pneumonia, any type of bacterial infection. Now, they take the antibiotics exactly as prescribed, but they have no effect. Then the infection persists and even worsens. That's the case of antibiotic resistance. That is what we mean when we say you've become antibiotic resistant. It means that the bacteria that caused the infection is resistant to the antibiotic. And this is why it is a serious health threat, because it can be quite deadly. If it's not going to work, then obviously the infection is going to worsen, it's going to lead to more problems, and it may potentially even lead to your death. And that's why before the invention of antibiotics, a lot of people did not survive, because antibiotics, quite frankly, alhamdulillah, saves a lot of lives. And it is really important to keep that in mind. The good news is that if we all learn about this problem and use antibiotics appropriately, we can keep these life-saving medicines effective for future generations. So don't expect to get antibiotics when you or your child has a cold or cough. Of course, as Nerida mentioned, most of these infections are caused by viruses, and antibiotics will not help because they only work on bacterial infections. And don't forget, don't be shy to discuss with your doctor whether your infection is viral or bacterial and whether an antibiotic is needed. If you've got some antibiotics laying around in the house, make sure that you don't consume those antibiotics. Even though some of the symptoms that you are experiencing are very similar to the symptoms that you had prior to that particular time, it's really important to get fresh antibiotics if they are required. And of course, very importantly, be patient when you or your child have cold symptoms. If you have a cough, a sore throat, remember that most viral illnesses will take about 4 to 5 days before getting better and up to 3 weeks for a full recovery. The overuse and misuse of antibiotics, of course, are key factors contributing to antibiotic resistance. But again, it's really important to be aware of the role that each of us play, including the general public, doctors and hospitals. All of us as a community play a very significant role in ensuring proper use of the medications and minimising the development of antibiotic resistance.
Creator of the earth and sky, we ask for a rank that is high. We obey in word and deed, the prophet's teachings we must heed. This word is a threat for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid all sins and seek reward. This word is a trial for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid all sins and seek reward. Our hearts quake with fear of you. Our hearts quake with love for you. Islam, we must be true in everything we think and do. This word is a trial for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid all sins and seek reward. This word is a trial for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid all sins and seek reward. اسمع هذا الكلام افهمه يا انسان
هذا اعتقادي بالخالق مولانا الله الرحمن
ربي موجود بلا مكان
خلق الاكوان ودبر الزمان
لا يحتاج الى دروس على علم
وسبحانه كان موجودا قبل كل شيء
وخلق كل شيء
وكان موجودا قبل كل شيء
وهو الان على ما عليه كان
الله موجود بلا مكان.
Welcome back, dearest listeners, to Community Connect on 92.1 FM Muslim Community Radio. Nadia with you once again. Now, I'd like to quickly issue a very, very important piece of advice, which is very applicable to what we are talking about today. Now, we understand that when we get sick, it is by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we get sick, this happens by the will of Allah. The act of taking the medication to treat our ailment or illness or infection, whatever it may be, is also by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the effect of that medication, whether it be positive or negative, is also by the will of Allah. So if your infection is cured after taking medication, then know that it is not the medication that creates the cure. Rather, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who creates the cure. Now, sometimes you may notice that you have a throbbing headache or a migraine. You reach out for some medication. At times, that medication is effective in treating your headache, and at other times, not so much. This is an indication. This should indicate to you that it is not the tablet or the medication that creates the cure. Rather, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فترى الله يا لابد يا لناو الله بتان فترى.
Of course, with the sound mind, we know irrefutably that every writing has to have a writer, the act of hitting has to have a hitter, and that a building has to have a builder. Therefore, it follows that this universe, with all the creations in it, has to have a creator. A creator who is alive, attributed with will, knowledge, and power. And this is Allah, our creator. Our creator Allah is clear of all imperfections. He is the one who does not resemble any of his creations, and nothing resembles him. The sound mind does not accept the existence of an action without someone who carried it out. And it is not conceivable for nature to be the creator, because nature has no will. So how would nature create? It's also not permissible for something to create itself. And most definitely, something cannot create something that resembles it. For example, the child is born small. He does not talk, nor does he walk. Then, subhanAllah, he develops. He starts gradually and slowly talking and walking. Then he matures and becomes a young man, then middle-aged, then old, after which he dies. So by reflecting on how a person transforms from being someone very tiny, small, not able to talk or walk, into someone who is able to talk and walk. And subhanAllah, later on, as he gets older, he loses his ability to talk and walk again. So a person should consider and reflect on who changed him, who transformed him from one state to another. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the one who created and changed him and willed for him to die.
Allah nie pachosh na tvarim ya svai, pritchison od lubova obraza im yesta.
So this is the true belief in Allah and his attribute of existence, wujud.
Allah mekansız olarak vardır, yerleri Allah yaratmıştır. Allah yersiz olarak vardır.
Coming up next is your vacuum cleaner spying on you. Researchers reveal how hackers can get in and record your conversations. Find out right after the break. Stay tuned.
Allah erschuf die Zeit und jeden Ort. Braucht kein Geschöpf, so auch keinen Ort. Alle Muslime vereint das Wort. Allah existiert ohne Zeit und ohne Ort.
Gud existerar utan en plats. Gud skapade platsen. Innan Gud skapade platsen existerade han utan en plats. Han existerar fortfarande utan en plats. Platsen är till skapelserna och inte till skapare.
اسمع هذا الكلام افهمه يا انسان.
هذا اعتقادي بالخالق مولانا الله الرحمن.
ربي موجود بلا مكان.
خلق الاكوان ودبر الزمان.
لا يحتاج الى جلوس على العرش.
وسبحانه كان موجودا قبل كل شيء.
وخلق كل شيء.
وكان موجودا قبل كل شيء.
وهو الان على ما عليه كان.
الله موجود بلا مكان.
عصوتك الدافي كل يوم وعينا اسمي.
على شفافي مطرح ما رحنا وجينا بعلم الدين الصافي دايما ضل روينا
You are still listening to Community Connect on 92.1 FM Muslim Community Radio. It's Nadia with you. Great to be back with you. Do you ever feel like your phone is listening to you? I'm sure a lot of us have had that suspicion before. Well, research has shown it's actually your robotic vacuum you should be worried about. A team of researchers at the University of Maryland has revealed that they can hack into robotic vacuums and record people speaking. That's right, they've demonstrated in a report that popular robotic household vacuum cleaners can be remotely hacked to act as microphones. A university media release said the findings showed any device that used light detection and ranging LiDAR technology could be manipulated to collect sound. And this is even if they don't have a microphone like robotic vacuums. A LiDAR navigation system in robotic vacuums shine a beam around the room and sense the reflection of the laser as it bounces off nearby objects. Now, previously, privacy experts had expressed concern about the maps made by the bots, as they are often stored in the cloud. Experts worry that these maps could lead to privacy breaches by giving advertisers information about the size of a home as well as other related data. So to test this idea, researchers first hacked into the robot vacuum. They then conducted experiments with two different sound sources. The team then passed the signals through deep learning algorithms that were either trained to identify musical sequences from TV shows or match human voices. So the question is, why is this a threat and what does it mean for me? Well, as we spend more time paying for things on the phone, discussing bank details and having meetings online, I guess the potential for recording becomes a very, very big and serious concern. So the researchers flagged the vacuum cleaners were only one example of potential LiDAR-based spying. Other devices that may be susceptible to an attack include smartphone infrared sensors that are used for face recognition or passive infrared sensors used for motion detection. So I guess you could say it is a big concern for a lot of people. Who would want their conversations to be spied on? Sometimes we do have this fear that our devices are listening to us, because you might have a conversation with a friend or your partner about something that you're interested in purchasing, and then all of a sudden you go on Facebook and you see a multitude of advertisements that are linked to what you were speaking about before that. But what is really important to know is you should not be too alarmed, because sometimes they do this because it helps them make their products better. So the workers who may listen to these recordings could potentially take note of some of the common mistakes associated with that product. And it goes without saying that, you know, a lot of technology companies, they use algorithms to target ads more effectively. And the more data they have, the more precise the campaigns are. And they are quite effective at making you want to purchase their product. And it makes these ads more, I guess, influential than ads that are meant for a general public. So they specify with their advertisements, and they try to attract people in a very, very specific way. But of course, it's not to say that a person should be wary of protecting their own online privacy. There are many scams online, and I've been a victim of various scams. I'm sure those listening are also familiar with the impact of scams and how terrible they can be. But despite the fact that it may seem hopeless, you should still care about your privacy, even if there's nothing to hide. So there are many effective ways, I guess, of protecting your online privacy and making sure that you follow the guidelines of tech experts that are provided on various websites. Make sure that they are reliable, and inshallah, you have nothing to worry about. With that, dear listeners, we wrap up today's episode of Community Connect. It's been an absolute pleasure hosting the show for you this afternoon. I hope it provided you with the information that you need, especially in relation to antibiotics. I'd like to immensely thank the line manager at NPS Medicine Wise, Nerida, who really provided very important information associated with antibiotic resistance, and also she helped to debunk some